The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Just doing some painting in our new place, which is exciting but very stressful. But I'm here because I'm consistent, fucker. The problem with hope, right? Because you hear this in like films and books and just other cheesy shit. At least we have hope. At least we've got hope. And there's a problem with hope. And I thought I'd share it. Problem with hope is it leaves you pretty vulnerable to feeling let down. Because let's face it, our expectations are rarely met. One of the biggest causes of unhappiness is that people's expectations aren't met. And hope, you're kind of giving yourself expectations. Would you not agree? You're lining yourself up for letdown and disappointment, basically. It doesn't help the fact that everyone has this social media veneer where you only ever see the good stuff. Nobody ever puts on social media when they've had an argument with a missus. Like last night, me and my missus had an argument. I didn't go on social media to tell everyone how much of a bad argument we'd had or a good argument we just had. You only see the good points. So then you end up comparing to other people, all their faux success that, you know, everyone lets out that they're living. All those things combined, the hope that you have, the expectations for life, leaving you feel a little bit disappointed. And even worse, it can lead to anxiety and worry. You know, worry about the future. Too much hope can leave you concerned. What if these things don't happen? What's my life going to look like? Because one of the most stressful things a human goes through is fear of loss. It's a sales technique. It's just a basic fact of psychology. Fear of loss is one of the most powerful things in human psychology, basically. And hope gives us fear of loss. Moment-to-moment suffering is something we definitely want to avoid. The problem with hope with the future is a problem. But comparing your current life to things that have happened in the past is also a problem for us. Neither are very healthy. Neither are very looking at the future or looking at the past. Neither comparing our past, whether it was a good past that we've had or whether it was bad, neither is healthy. Because if you used to have a good life and you're comparing it to now, so your life's not as good anymore, well, that's not healthy for now. Whereas if you used to have a shit life and now it's good, that's not healthy either, because I would say that that's massaging your own ego. Now is just now. It just is the way it is, and that's it. We can't be present when we're looking into the past or future, can we? The future's going to happen anyway. It reveals itself bit by bit. It kind of, moment to moment, reveals itself to us. Every new moment that we come across is now, but the future comes to us slowly over time. So we can't hang our hats on it, you know, hoping for too much in the future. Just be more present with now. So, look, the present moment can be uncomfortable, but at least it's the truth. At least this moment is the truth, right? So when you see on films or you hear on the radio, at least we've got hope. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. At least we have now, because the truth sets us free. And this moment is the truth. So the problem with hope is that it lets you down, baby. Anyway, I love you and I'll see you later on. Bye.
Thank you.